Just a quick little bit of scriptural humor. I always get a kick when our second reading comes up because it can be summarized as, mind your own business, eat your own food. And I always have to, I'm like, man, even in Jesus' time, the staff refrigerator was an issue. You know, put a little sign on there, like, hands off. So some things never change. When we come to our gospel, though, today, there is in the language of this passage things where I wouldn't blame any of you of saying, all right, Father, you made mention about this apocalypse of love. I didn't hear that in the gospel today. Where are you getting this from? What's the point of this gospel? The point that Jesus is saying, when all things of this world fall, what's left? What's left? When I hear this gospel, I think of the late Cardinal George, who, because I did seminary in Chicago, got to know. I actually was, before you're a priest, you're a deacon, you're always a deacon after ordination of the priesthood, and I actually served as his deacon a few times. Gruff, hilarious man. You just got to get past the gruffness to see the hilarious side of him. And when he was appointed first Archbishop of Chicago, he was, before that, appointed in Washington State. Well, his new staff thought, let's welcome our new Archbishop to Chicago. Let's take him for a tour of the city, get him familiar with his new diocese. Well, somebody forgot to do something very simple of reading his biography, because Cardinal George was born in Chicago and grew up in Chicago, and nobody stopped to find that out. So the first day he's there, he's being given a tour of where he grew up. Now, to be polite, he just kind of put up with it, and I, just knowing him, I just smile thinking, I could just see the steam in my imagination that must have been building up in him. And the last part of the tour is they drove him up 94 on the north side and went to this one corner. I know it well, because when I would drive down to the cathedral in Chicago, you turn 94 and it's the first time you see the Chicago skyline. And it is stunning, you know, what used to be called the Sears Tower. And they stop, there's a little pull off there, and like, Archbishop, look, look, there's your diocese in one fell clean. What do you think of it? And his response was, and I could just see him completely being done with the tour, it's gonna fall down someday. Let's get to work, get in the car. That's Cardinal George in a nutshell. But it's true. As painful as it is for us to think, this structure will fall. As sacrilegious as it may seem on the surface, but I beg you it's not, I don't want anything bad to happen to St. Peter's Basilica, but history teaches us from the destruction of the temple, someday it will be sacked and fall. And when that happens, when the physical structures, when the human structures of our faith, wars, insurrections, the negatives, when it comes tumbling down, what's left? For me, what's left are two things. Whether it's in my personal death, or if we live to see Jesus return in final glory, whichever comes first, I only wish to take two things with me: my love of God and my love of you. That's it. Welcome to the apocalypse of love. This isn't meant to be a passage to scare you thinking that, man, things are going to get horrible at the end. They might not. But we remember in the book of Revelation, the promise that Jesus makes is to make all things new, not to destroy everything to the point of unable to be able to recognize it. It's a new creation. It's new life. Where God is, life abounds. Love abounds. And therefore, for us, as we contemplate, how do we approach the question of how do we prepare for the end times? The answer is one of those, as I've shared numerous times before, simple on the surface, hard in practice. Love God and love one another. And if we do that, we will taste the apocalypse of love. We will not taste the apocalypse of doom. We will face joy. We will find peace. We won't have to worry about destruction. So this week I ask you to pray with the question, where does your heart gravitate towards these days? The apocalypse of love or the apocalypse of destruction? The apocalypse of life or the apocalypse of death? Cling to the apocalypse of life. Those of you who are senior members of St. Olaf Parish, I know intuitively you get this because it's a beautiful part of this parish's history that for the first 10 years of your existence, you didn't have this structure. You celebrated Mass at the VFW. All you had was each other. All you had was the structures of love, which is one of the reasons I think to this day, this community is, you know, I heard somebody that was critiquing our parish in a not so good way saying, oh, you belong to the Hugs Parish. To that I say, darn right. At the end, all I take with me is the love of God and the love of you. Let us love the Lord with our whole heart, our whole soul, our whole mind, and our neighbors, ourselves. And as we approach the Advent season, prepare your hearts in joy for the apocalypse of love.